Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, Elsie, I have a question.
Yep.
How do you usually meet new people?
I usually meet new people through old friends.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever make friends with the people you work with?
Yes, but not too often.
Okay, why not?
Because I think work life and social life might need to be separated.
Okay.
How about you?
I'm in the middle. I consider the people I work with friends, but in a work setting. Now, I do try to keep my work and my social life different as much as possible, though. I think it's about being smart.
For me, I can't really relax when I hang out with people I work with.
Right.
So that's why I don't make friends with my coworkers that often.
That's smart.Okay, now it can make life easier, and I prefer to keep the stress of work out of my time away from the office. Now, there are different ways of looking at this type of situation, though, and that's what today's article is all about. Let's get started to learn more about it.
Reading.
Where shall we go to celebrate?
Phew! I can't believe this project has finally come to an end.
It's been hard work, but it was all worth it in the end. We have achieved something significant for the company.
We should do something to celebrate our accomplishment. Let's go out for a team dinner.
Oh, great idea! How about on Friday after work?
I know that Zoe is always busy on Friday nights. Maybe we should have it on Thursday instead.
That works for me. Do you have any suggestions?
Let me think. A really good barbecue place just opened. How about there?
It sounds good to me, but remember, Samantha and Joseph are both vegetarians. Will they have much to choose from?
Good point.I'd like to go to Heart, but it's really expensive.
I've always wanted to eat there.
Maybe we could talk to the boss. Since this project was such a huge success, the company might treat us.
We certainly deserve it. Let's ask him.
I guess that means we have to invite him as well.
So today's article is a conversation between two co-workers or people who work together. Now, Damon starts speaking first. He says, I can't believe this project has finally come to an end. Okay, so Damon is relieved that a big work project has finally come to an end. This phrase means that something has finished. Here's another example. I should find something new to watch.For when this TV show comes to an end.
E-N-D, end 这个字呢在这片语里面当名词来用代表是结尾尾声 To come to an end 代表就是结束的意思 So at the beginning of today's article, Damon is happy that the project is finished.
That's right. Now Paula, Damon's co-worker, speaks next. She agrees with him by saying, It's been hard work,But it was all worth it in the end.
虽然很辛苦在做这个 project, 但是都是值得的。I'm glad their hard work all paid off.
Now here, Paula is saying that there was a good reason for all their hard work. She's going to tell us what that good reason is in the next sentence, in which she says, We have achieved something significant for the company.Okay, now let's start by looking at the verb achieve. It's spelled A-C-H-I-E-V-E, achieve. When you achieve something, you succeed in doing or getting something that you have been trying to get or trying to do. Here's an example. Dana achieved her goal of saving 30,000 NT by the end of the year.
D- Dana achieved her goal 代表她达成了她的目标。Achieve 这个动词呢，解释为实现、达到。你实现达到的成果，我们叫 achievement.、
Mm-hmm.
And for Damon and Paula,They've achieved something significant.
Okay, now this is an important adjective. Let's find out more about it. Okay, so Paula said that they achieved something significant for the company. Significant is an adjective. It's spelled S-I-G-N-I-F-I-C-A-N-T, significant. When you describe something as significant, you are saying that it has an important effector an important influence on something, especially on something that will happen in the future. Now here, Paula is saying that their hard work will have an important effect on their company. Perhaps the company will make a lot of money from the project. Here's another example. Scientists believe this small bone is significant because it could change what we know about the history of humans.
Significant 这个字呢，它是一个形容词，也就是 very important, 重要的，意义重大的。那回到我们的文章当中呢， the company must be very satisfied with Damon and Paula's effort.
I think so.
因为他们 achieved something significant.
Mm-hmm. That means they must have been very successful.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Damon has a great idea. He tells Paula,We should do something to celebrate our accomplishment. Let's go out for a team dinner. Now, Damon says that they should celebrate their accomplishment. This is a long word. It's spelled A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H-M-E-N-T, accomplishment. Now, it's a noun, and it means something that you have been successful in doing after a lot of hard work.Kind of like achievement.
Achievement.
Mm-hmm. Now here's an example sentence. I'm proud of you. Getting into medical school is an accomplishment.
Accomplishment 这个名词呢是成就、成绩，其实呢就跟 achievement 的意思是一样的。那如果我们把 accomplishment 字尾的 M-E-N-T 给拿掉 ，accomplish 就是它的动词。To accomplish something 等于 achieve something， 实现达到某个成果。And of course, Damon and Paula should go celebrate it.
Yes, when you do something really successful, you want to celebrate. You want to have a good time.Now, Paula thinks a team dinner to celebrate their hard work sounds great. Here, she says, great idea. How about on Friday after work?
Oh, Paula 提出建议了。她说星期五下班之后如何呢？想要提出建议的时候可以用 how about 或是 what about 来开头。I've heard people say TGIF a lot. What does that mean?
It means, thank goodness, it's Friday.
Oh, 感谢、mm. 现在是星期五了。So what about Damon? Is he free on Friday after work?
Well, let's find out.The co-workers are talking about spending time together after work. Now, this can be hard sometimes. As we talked about, people have different lives outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why Damon says, I know that Zoe is always busy on Friday nights. Zoe's a member of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe we should have it on Thursday instead.
Oh, so here, Damon is okay with that,、mm-hmm. but Zoe is busy.
That's right. Now, luckily, Paula agrees with Damon. She doesn't want to not include Zoe.、
Mm-hmm.
So she says, that works for me. Do you have any suggestions? Now, when you say, that works for me, in this phrase, you're actually saying that you can do something because you are available or free to do it.Or it could also mean that you agree with something that's happening and you think it's acceptable.
Yeah, it means I'm okay with it, I'm fine with it. 对我来说呢是 okay 没有问题的。So Erin, how about going to the movies later?
That works for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Paula asked Damon if he had any suggestions. Now the noun suggestion...is spelled S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N, suggestion. A suggestion is an idea or a plan that someone gives to another person. The The verb suggest means to give someone this idea about something. Now, the suggestion is the idea that they give. Here's an example. Ned had a good suggestion for the weekend. He thinks we should go on a road trip.
Oh, Ned 对周末有个好提议哦。提议这个字呢就是 suggestion. You can have a suggestion for something,、mm-hmm. 也就是对某事提出建议 or give somebody a suggestion,、mm-hmm. 给某人一个建议。那建议的动词我们说是 suggest.For example, I always suggest my friends to go to Taipei 101 when they come to Taiwan.、Mm. 当我的朋友来台湾玩的时候，我都会建议他们要去台北101。或者是我可以说 I always suggest my friends that they go to Taipei 101 when they come to Taiwan.、Mm-hmm. 那这边第二个例子当中呢 ,that 带出的子句主词后加上原形动词原因是动词前面本来有一个 should 被省略掉了。
Okay, so Paula was asking Damon for a suggestion about places to eat for a team dinner.、Mm-hmm. Now here, Damon gives a suggestion. He says,Let me think. A really good barbecue place just opened. How about that?
I love barbecue places.、Mm-hmm. Damon's suggestions sound great.
Absolutely. Barbecue is one of my favorite foods. Now, if you don't have a barbecue to cook on at home, that's okay. There are lots of good barbecue places to eat in Taiwan. However, not everybody at Paula and Damon's office will like this idea.、Mm-hmm. Here, Paula says, It sounds good to me, but remember, Samantha and Joseph are both vegetarians.、
Oh.
Will they have much to choose from?
So two of their co-workers are vegetarians,、mm-hmm. 素食者, so they might not like the idea of going to a barbecue place.
I guess there's not a lot of food to eat at a barbecue restaurant.If you don't eat meat.
Right, they won't have much to choose from. 他们的选择会很少。Does Damon have another suggestion?
Well, luckily, Damon does have another suggestion. He says, good point. I'd like to go to Hearts, but it's really expensive.
What is Hearts?
I think it's the name of a restaurant.
Oh.
Okay, but like Damon said, it's an expensive restaurant.Paula does like this suggestion, no? She says, I've always wanted to eat there.
Mm-hmm, okay. She likes it.
Mm-hmm. So now, two people from the team agree on a place to eat dinner. However, it's expensive. Mm-hmm. Now, Damon comes up with another idea to sort of fix this problem here. Mm-hmm. He says, maybe we should talk to the boss.Since this project was such a huge success, the company might treat us. Now, Damon said that their project was a huge success. Huge is an adjective. It's spelled H-U-G-E, huge. And it describes something that's very big or great in size or degree. Something that is a huge successis very, very successful. Here's another example of huge. There's a huge variety of toys for sale in this children's store. That means they have a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.Huge 这个形容词呢是极为成功的或者是巨大的意思。A huge variety of toys 代表的是那边有 a lot different kinds of toys, 非常多样的玩具。那带到文章中呢，文章说到 a huge success, 大成功，也就是 very, very successful. Success 是名词 ,successful 则是形容词。So, the company might treat them to a very good dinner.
I like it when people treat me to things.It makes me happy.
Uh-huh. We don't have to spend money.
I know. But you know what? I also like treating other people to things, too. Let's find out more about what treating someone to something means. Mm-hmm. When you treat someone to something, you buy them something special for doing something well or because you think they deserve it.
Yeah, to treat somebody, 也就是款待某人、招待某人的意思。Let me treat you to dinner.
Okay.
Later. 等一下让我请你吃晚餐好吗？
I can treat you to ice cream.
For dessert. Yes. Okay, treat 还有另外一个意思哦，是对待。You always treat me well. 你总是对我很好。That's why I want to treat you to some good food.
Yum, I'm excited already. Okay, let's find out what Paula thinks of Damon's idea. She says, we certainly deserve it. Let's ask him.Now, Paula thinks they deserve a celebration for their hard work. Deserve is a verb. It's spelled D-E-S-E-R-V-E, deserve. And when someone deserves something, they have earned a reward or something good or special because they have done something well. Here's an example. The kids don't deserve to play computer games today.Because they were too lazy to finish their homework.
Deserve 这个动词呢是应得应受的意思。The kids don't deserve to play computer games today. 因为他们呢不做作业太懒惰了所以不能够打电脑游戏。那小孩如果没有办法接受的话 if they can't accept it, they can say, I don't deserve it.、这不是我应得的。那爸爸或妈妈也可以再回他们说 you deserve it. 这是你应得的。
Okay, well, Damon...does realize one more thing. He realizes that if they ask the boss to treat them to dinner, the boss will come to dinner too. Now that's why he says, I guess that means we have to invite him as well. Now we use the phrase as well to say in addition or also. So they would also have to ask the boss to come to dinner with them.Here's another example with as well. I love your colorful socks. Your hat is really cute as well.
As well 就是 too, T-O-O, 也的意思。I love your t-shirt.
Oh, thank you.
And shoe, your shoes are cool as well. Or I can say your shoes are cool too. So if they want to invite their boss to come, they have to ask his opinion about what to eat.
Exactly, but...That's what, because they want to go to Hearts, which is a little more expensive. Now, if they went somewhere cheaper, maybe they could just all just go with the coworkers. Now, here's an interesting thing. We are talking about being friends with your coworkers, right? Now, a lot of people are not friends with their boss. So this is why he might be kind of...
Coming to the dinner?
Do we invite the boss? Because then they might not feel as comfortable.
Right, if the boss is here, everyone has to...
just be very, very smart and just a little bit stricter with, with what they talk about. Okay, now that's all the time we've got to talk about celebrating with coworkers today. But we're going to explore this subject a bit more tomorrow.Until then, let's finish off with today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's a really good question. How do you like to celebrate your successes? Try to give some examples from your life.
Oh, when I want to celebrate my successes...I only like to hang out with my friends.
That's fun.
In my house.
Oh, well, that's
a little bit boring, right?
Well, no, not at
all. But I'll prepare some like pizza or spaghetti for them to
eat and snack on. And maybe you listen to music, watch them. That sounds like a party to me, Elsie. That sounds like a great way to celebrate. Now, for me, I like to celebrate my successes with food.
Food? What kind of food?
The best kind of food.
Fancy food, you mean?
Well, like, instead of just cooking at home, I go out and I have a really nice meal at a restaurant.
So do you treat your friends?
That depends. It depends on how much money I have at the time, what my success was.
Yeah.
I don't always go with my friends. Sometimes I just treat myself by buying ice cream.
That's good.
All right, well, there's plenty of ways to treat yourself or celebrate your successes. try to give some examples from your own life. I'm sure many of you have been successful.
Yeah.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Where shall we go to celebrate?
Phew. I can't believe this project has finally come to an end.
It's been hard work, but it was all worth it in the end. We have achieved something significant for the company.
We should do something to celebrate our accomplishment. Let's go out for a team dinner.
Oh, great idea. How about on Friday after work?
I know that Zoe is always busy on Friday nights. Maybe we should have it on Thursday instead.
That works for me. Do you have any suggestions?
Let me think. A really good barbecue place just opened. How about there?
It sounds good to me, but remember, Samantha and Joseph are both vegetarians. Will they have much to choose from?
Good point. I'd like to go to Hart's, but it's really expensive.
I've always wanted to eat there.
Maybe we could talk to the boss. Since this project was such a huge success, the company might treat us.
We certainly deserve it. Let's ask him.
I guess that means we have to invite him as well.
Vocabulary Review.
Achieve. During the job interview, the boss asked me what I hope to achieve with the company. Significant. Opening the first office abroad is a significant step for our company. Accomplishments. Greg got a pay raise as a reward for all his accomplishments at work. Suggestion. During my annual review, my manager gave me some suggestions for how I could improve. Huge. The company spent a huge amount of money advertising its new product line. Deserve. Many people felt angry because they didn't believe Stephen deserved the promotion.